VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have recaptured 41 positions held by Islamic State militants. They're trying to clear the last enclave the militant group controls in eastern Syria. Mustafa Bali is an FDF spokesman. He tweeted on Sunday that SDF forces had destroyed fortifications in the village of Baghouz, but that heavy fighting continued. The SDF is backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and is fighting IS in a 4-square-kilometer area that includes Baghouz and is near the Iraqi border. South Korea and the United States signed an agreement Sunday that increases the amount the South will pay for having U.S. troops there. It will pay about $890 million under the one-year agreement. That's about $60 million more than last year. Kang Kyung-hwa is South Korea's Minister of Foreign Affairs.
The response so far has been quite positive. Of course, there are some points of criticism as well, and we will have to deal with them. But I think at this point, we were able to close the gap on the total amount, the number.
The agreement must be approved by South Korea's parliament. Thousands of people marched Sunday in the Spanish capital, Madrid, responding to a call by right-wing political parties to protest the government's negotiations with Catalan separatists. They waved Spanish flags. A supporter of conservative Popular Party and far-right Vox took to the streets of Madrid to call for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to step down. Last week, at the request of Catalan separatists, Sanchez's government agreed to appoint an independent rapporteur to handle talks between political parties. Right-wing politicians accused the government of treachery. This is VOA News.